Okay, so we move on to we went through the basic din, the negea before Pesach. In Tov Samaches, just in Tov Samaches, there's a nekud over here which is that can mind the mechatzitz of Yah Oisim Loch Be'er Pesach Mechatzitz L'mayad Sonu Dozer Loch on Erev Pesach from Chatzitz and onwards. How you mishamten they say they put him a chayv and feel last is bechina masim to do for free is as v'yesh misha oisa feel like the in Yehudi v'yesh misha mata bechenu amin. So here the mishmur brings down that there were two reasons why there was the isim locha on er pesim on chazis olmayla simitav samaches of katanal. The mishmur says hatam mishum. Based on Yerushalmi and Pesachim, that which places brings them, places that no normal brings them, that since it was Zman Veshchitz Pesach, Shekol Echem Yisrael Chayiv Boy, and everyone was Chayiv in the Karban Pesach, V'yoyim Shemavim Karban Hu Kiyantiv, V'chein Asum Yidibay Sefer B'melacha. So that's a nice reason for when they used to bring the Karban Pesach. What about Bezman Hazeh? Says in Shmura, I feel of his man said like a carbon a dyna is bim. So that was one reason that was given to why there's the Isam Lach on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Rashi over there says because you need to be oistik in the tzarchi yantiv. So therefore we said don't do mlacha, prepare for yantiv. There seems to be over there machlagis also. This that Rashi says that's been the statement. There were those that there might be a din d'oraisa, but one afkamin between these two reasons is, which the Be'er Halacha discusses over here, is if let's say Erev Shabbos comes out on in a case where Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Right, so now they brought the Karbanos on Erev Shabbos. So then you only have one reason, and you don't have the other reason. Fine, okay. The Ma'aseh Ramah, so I want to get to what? That there seems to be Issam Lach on Erev Pesach. The Ramah in Sif Beis tells us, Ramah in Sif Beis says, V'hum Lach Gemura, Litfa B'God Mamish. This Issam Lach on Erev Pesach is Dafke if it's a Lach Gemura, like sewing begadim, which the Mishmur and the Mefarshim explain, that just to fix a begad, a button falls off a begad, or to hem a begad, that's not considered a melacha gemura. Melacha gemura means to make a new begad. The Mishmur is also before over here that what's mutter to do on Chol Moed is surely mutter to do on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. It's before like that in the Gemara also, that what's mutter on Chol Moed would be mutter on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. The Mishmur discusses over here washing clothing, which may be included in the Melach Gemura, especially the way they used to wash. It wasn't just pushing a button. Taking a haircut, Mishmur talks about in Sifkat and Hay, that if the Chatzos is only Muta Yidei in Yehudi, since taking a haircut is considered a Melach Gemura. There are those that want to say that even Aydei Goy might not be Mutter because you move your head, you'd be Misayei on it. So therefore, it's better to make sure to take a haircut even through a Goy before Chatzos. Question is shaving, yeah.
Is it still, maybe there's an Indian to get a haircut on Erev Pesach, so is it nicker that on Pesach where you can't do it on Erev Pesach, so is it nicker if you do it 2 days before Pesach, that it'll still be nicker as Erev Pesach?
So the Gemara kind of smash with that, a haircut you can take on Thursday, it's Erev Shabbos even the day before, but yeah. So what about shaving? So I saw that, so Pashas, you would say it's the same as taking a haircut, but I saw in the Arlatian from Mentin Abishal, but they want to say it's mutter. Why? Because since it's the regilis, everyone shaves by themselves. You don't go to a barber to shave. It says, not b'chalm lach gemura. Then he says, sarachin lamaisa. But you definitely have, so that's one side to be make about shaving, someone who did not shave before Chatzos. This side of Rabbi Tzion Avshal, and also in the Shi'ar Mitzuyon Halacha, he brings down there that since there's the Indian not to come into regal, Shalei Lekanes Regal Kishu Minuvel, So he wants to say that if you can't find a guy to take a haircut, it would be mutter to even take a haircut yourself, not to come to Yantzim Munova. So surely over here with shaving also, he has a dig from a shach. But the chatchila about a person should shave before chatzais, and if he didn't, there's mokim to be semichon for after chatzais. Cutting your nails, Mishmur says that if you forgot to do before chatzais, you can be make up even by yourself. You don't have to go to a guy. Ironing, one last thing, ironing, which comes up to iron, to just to iron something to smoothen out the creases is mutter, but to make new pleats, that already seems to be like a mlacha. Okay, Simon Tov Ayin, yeah?
You have a Pesach on Erev Shabbos?
Yeah.
So, do you go from the Chukkana?
Out to Erev Shabbos? Erev Pesach. So, it could be that, not sure, I have to think about it.
What's the Shabbos?
I
know, if I want to make it possible, that go to the Erev Shabbos, not the Erev Pesach.
Right, why should that be so? Not sure.
Iron on
Chomed is, I think, just this. I'm pretty sure. I have to double check, but I'm pretty sure it's the same thing. Okay, in Tav Ayin, in Sim Tav Ayin, talks about tiny Bechayrus. The Bechayrus, Nisaran, Bechayrus, Pesach, Bein Bechor, Me'av, Bein Bechor, Me'im. Whether he's a Bechor from his father or he's a Bechor from his mother. V'yesh Misha Oymer, Shafilu Nekeva Bechor, Nisaran, Bein Aminikin. So the minig is that a Bechor, all Bechor in fast, whether they're b'chor me'av or b'chor me'im. So the Mishmur brings down why zeichel the nation yitzol them in makas b'chiris, zeichel for the nation that they were saved from makas b'chiris. So the Berki Yosef says that since makas b'chiris was lel tezvav, so it really was right to make the nace on the zeichel should be on tezvav, because it took place in tezvav. But since it's a yontiv, it's also the first yontiv, therefore they were kaveh it the day before. So it's like a muktam. It's a muktam to get fast. It's the day before. Mishmur brings down over here that in Sifkat and Beis says that, let's say, there was a Ba'ba Ach and Nefalim, someone who was a Bechor, which came after a miscarriage. So he has a Bechor Lenachla. So he has a dinner Bechor Lenachla. Because the dafke benof nevavade of mishnei lachetes of mishemister chlamenei tzarch nesanis, agaparim a bechor after a nefel would also have a dinner bechor for the fast. Similarly, bechorim of kainim levim, even though they're not bechorim, even let's say you have a bechor of a kain levi who's only bechor menein, which is not for nachla, not for bidin. They also fast. So the question is, because we find that by Yotze Doif and by a Caesarian, so over there there's a question in the Achrenim, because he also does not have a din of Bechor, not for Nachal, not for Bechor. So why is Bechor from a Kain or a Levi, which is not a Bechor Me'aim, different? So over here the Bash Teretz is, because Shad is the Bechor from a Kain, a Bechor Kain, he's a Bechor, just the Torah patted him from the Pidyon Hashem, and it's a Doif, and that's a Miut, he's not Bechlal Bechor, he's not included in Bechor at all, so that's why he doesn't have to be asked. Or other Achrayim say that since it's a Zeichaf and the Neis, the Bechorim were saved, therefore all Bechorim, he has a Shem Bechor, even though it's not for Nachla, not for Pidyon. So the Meister, the Kaf Chaim says that that Misafik, he does not need to fast, but if he could, if it's not a Tircha, he should be Mishtatif in a Siyum. Which with Siyum, right, Mishmur brings down Sifkat in Yud, Mishmur brings down Sifkat in Yud over here that's Sifkat in Yud, why can't I find it? Yes.
Between Tessayin and Yuzayin?
Yeah. Oh. V'yeshukan shenaga b'cherem l'hako v'lecho v'lecho v'sudas mitzvah. V'chein noigin k'ayoyim v'kam v'koyimoyz v'mdin esenu l'hako v'lecho l'af v'sudas siyim mesechta. Not just by sudas mitzvah, but even by sudas siyim mesechta. V'af sheh b'cherem b'atzman lo ilam des mesechta, even though the b'cherem himself didn't learn the mesechta, mekom mokim, kim she'etzel ha'mesayim v'sudas mitzvah, mitztarfin l'sudasoy, והמיניק שמסקפסן למסיים קודם שסיים ומסיים לפני המסכת ושיימים ומסטרפים אימוי וסיומוי ואחר חויס נסודה. So like the Mishbu says that the meaning of the Mice is that we're saying we're on a seam over here. And the question that comes up is that is this heta only if you ate from the Sudas Mitzvah, if you ate from the seam, right? Sometimes people are there but they just hear the seam but they don't eat from the seam. Or what happens if you came after the Messiah finished the Siyam and there's only and you do eat from it? What kind of ishtatfas do you need to be part of this? And also b'chlal, the mini ha'ilim is that they don't make a suda. You just put out some, if you're lucky, zaynus or not some shackle or what story about that? So I mean I saw the Heinrich Achim talk about it. There's three Pesach the Mechas Yitzchak talk about it. They all seem to say that the Chatchila about the person should try to be there at the time of the Siyam and eat something. But that's the Chatchila. But if a person did not eat something there, b'diavad just by hearing the Siyam, even though he didn't eat, is also enough and he doesn't have to fast afterwards. Fine.
Is there a problem with Badaka making a siyam to Pater?
Over here, by this fast, it's mashma that we do it. And they give reasons for it also. Why Dafka by this siyam, why we do it.
I think Rosh Kol once told me that, that Eretz Svi, I think it is, says that because the whole thing is like time sister, that's like presuming Issa.
Right.
So therefore...
It's, yeah, because the Medamit, yeah, so is early is Medamit.
Shlomo also says that the Tainus is based on the fact that they lost their Kamuna. So we're saying Kaingal counts up and it's better than Kaingal on Mars.
Kabibim Kaimit. Uh-huh. So what are you going to say?
I think he just says that the Siyum is anything that's Mepharis in the Nes. It's good enough, so it's become the fasting you do with the
Siyam. So why did they set it up originally, let's make a Suda?
I know, I answered that, I don't know.
I feel like no one's hearing a whole slip or two. I don't know what fear. Okay, so that's when the gate time is B'chayim, a person has to remember if they're B'chayim. Tough Ayin Aleph discusses the din of the Minigashan has raised not to eat matzah from Rish Chodesh.
What do you hold on
does the mother or the father?
The mother.
So it seems like the, as far as I remember, the mother does not fast for the son, but the father does. It knows if the father is not a b'char, the son is a b'char, so then he'll be mishtatav v'nasim. Some of the reason is because it's easy for the father to start the Messiah, slam him start the Messiah, but for the mother. I remember hearing that people bring home something from the Messiah for the mother to Pater. Right. So in the Shmur, it seems like the mother would be right. Right, what I'm saying. Okay, it's a basin. Tough ain't off the basin. The koydim shah siris mutalecho matzah shira. Haga av a matzah she yoitzim boi belaila. But matzah that you can be yoitzim with at night. Asum lecho kol yemar bas is us eat the whole 14. The koydim she ain't a day mashem sapren belaila means in serum but lachila. Vieshna yishle lecho chazeres bev pesach. De lecho mar of the tea oven. Agoponim. The meaning not to eat, so this where it gets into different minhagim. What about things that are made, what about things that were, let's say you have matzah brei, which is pieces of matzah broken up and then fried, if that also, because if that's also right, the Mishmur talks about if you have cooked or baked pieces of matzah meal, let's say knedel made from matzah meal, different, or you have mezainis cakes that are made from matzah meal. So can you eat that on Erev Pesach or not? A lot of Paiskim hold that it's similar to matzah shira and therefore would be mutter, but others say it's better to be machmir not to eat it.
Matzah crackers?
It's also, it's not the same issue. So the issue is because the Ramaz Lashon is with the yotze with at night. Okay, so let's go now to the halachas of the whole city. Yeah.
Maybe you could have karosis to the list. Is there any solution like bowl or sasa
by karosis?
You gotta be using
karosis
for
karmas. So he's saying, so therefore, yeah, you should not be able to eat it. Yeah. He says a lashon, wow.
But it says don't use it for karmas.
He says, bowl or sasa? Okay, bowl or sasa, like the shami by matzah. Wow. But the Mishmur brings down later on, or maybe over here, that those that know not to eat everything that's on the Seder plate, it's just us, right? Yeah. Okay, Siman Tavayin Beis. Of here, Sif Al. Yeh Shulchanei Aruch Mi Baidim, the table should be set from before while it's still day. Kedei Lechol Miyad, in order to be able to eat right away. Kishadakshah. Should be able to eat right as soon as it gets dark. But Afim who be base medrash, and even if he's in the base of medrash, Yokum Ibnation Mitzvah Lamar Lechol Bishmalati Legos Shlayishna, that they shouldn't fall asleep. Avalayim Kiddush Achadakshah. We shouldn't say Kiddush until it gets dark. So if he is a Mashemois Lechol Miyad. What does it mean Lechol Miyad? So the Mishbrua talks about over here in Sifkat Gimel. It says she mitzvah lemar lechol v'chulu ratzulayim lezares lasis haseda. What it means is not dafka to eat, but to be zares to make the seda kidei shleish na tinoikos kishyedu shleish ta harbe. I mean, that alone that they know that it's not going to be a long time from now until the eating, still stay awake. But if they know that everything's going to get slept down until we get to eating, and the purpose of keeping the kids awake is so that they should get some understanding of the yoshev them, and you'll make the answer to them and be mekayim with them to mitzvah v'gatz of the mincha. The Sharetzin Ois Beis says that this is all based on the Gemara. The Gemara is lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara brings a brayso. Chayt ben hamatzvah shvul tinaikus. A different pshat in there in Rishayim. A very interesting Sharetzin over here, where he says. To feed the children, kadeshla yishnu, batinaykis koi. Upirz de osa shapit tvei. Kamakim in lachim haba, adra tvei yeshlach yishnu, and this, if you feed them too much, they'll fall asleep from this. Chumash goes rashbam, the suya and sham. So it means, give them some food that they won't be hungry and tired. Feed them a little before, which is not a suggestion even for adults also, not to go into the Seder starving, because it's much harder. V'efsha oid loim b'b'chabon z'mchaba, the shape yesh the mar la'gil de mitzi matzah. Very interesting. Fakert, to rush the mitzi matzah, k'dei sheish la'tzinoikeis, l'mayich b'matzah, k'shem subin dafka, And to see, not just to ask about it, but when they'll see us actually eating the matzah, the ba'aseba, v'lam ha'ichon mara, v'inyan ha'tibo v'charaisis, v'avgad, v'say the agada tikna manishtana, which is one of the highlights of the agada, in the beginning of the emekachlum, the ikka she'ela v'atzmir shatine kubishah sheroya ha'maisa v'ina v'tzarchi. So akupanim, there is a tzad over here to actually rush the agada, not to schlep it out, but to get to the Mitzi Matzah and all that. which is interesting also. It, you don't find the Furish that says to rush the Haggadah in order to get in Afikayim and Halal before Chatzos. It doesn't say that. It says it? Many
times. Many times. Rabbi
Yehuda
can give
shir
twice, and each time
he
said that.
Rabbi Yehuda says it. Aha. So Rabbi Yehuda says it. Okay.
Rabbi Yehuda says it.
Oh, so I think that's from the Mishmura. No, the Mishmur is much like that, right, okay. The lot of them did not slip out the Haggadah, the Maggid. They went through it. And then by the Suda, then they were Marech on Svigim Beitzius. The mice over there was the Nazari, and then saying the way they stayed up all night speaking about CBC and Nazari. When did that happen? I mean, they were yotz in the mitzvahs already, Mustama. Okay, so it says over here, oh, but it says, but the Mechaber says, but Kiddush has to be Kishetechshach, once it's dark. Right, Tosfos brings from the Shami, that during the Tosefes Yontif, he came in kind of the mitzvahs, you need Lila over here. And the shtickle from Chaim's stencil, and that even if you're Mekabel Pesach early, it's still not Yontif Mamish. Right? That's what he was the diagram from Tosfos brings another Tosfos in Ksubis. They came in Chaim with Simchas Yontif during Tosfos Yontif. So therefore, it will come out that if you made Kiddush earlier, you were Yotz in the midst of Kiddush. You were Yotz in the midst of Kiddush, but you weren't Yotz in Dal Kosis. And then you'll run into a problem. If it's shaykh to be mashed up there because the chayr was set up, I'll say the first case was set up, I'll say the kiddush ain't can't make kiddush again. There's an interesting mishbruh over here also. The mishbruh says that in the first one, he says, in Sivkot and Beis, but Beis and Medrash, it's when Shah Isaac bin Limude, who din in its fila, Shach Lazaris Atzmai Likris Krishma, Ules Palel, Vilelech Tekev Lebesim. Meaning, that the union of being Zaris itself to just read Krishma spell, not to schlep at the tefillah also, and then to go home afterwards, go home right away. Okay, that's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, Yisada Shulchana Yofa Bekelim Noyim Kefi Koichoi. Person should Yisada his table with nice Kelim, Kefi Koichoi. Yochin Mokim Meshavai Sheyesha Ba'aseba Derachayros. And should prepare for himself a place to sit. But the Seva Derecher, Sagova, Filoni, Shein, Lekarm, Yeshiv, Al Esafsel, he should sit on Esafsel. So this is right in the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Avim Sachim, that Filoni, Shvisole, Yechad, She Yesiv, meaning that there's a Chiv to sit Derecher, there's a Chiv to sit by Seva, which in somewhat is mashma that even by us where it's stuck with something strange to sit with a Seva, we would rather sitting straight. That's in the Cheres, but this is Derech Cheres. This is Derech Cheres. And that's the whole Indian of here. Now, that's what the Mechab is saying. The whole Indian of here is to take out the Kelim and Noyim Kefi Koichai. The Mishabur brings down from the Maril. Brings down them from the Maril over here. That Maril was Noig the Maril was Noig to bring out Shek Shoyu B'yod Mashkani Shalnach and Kelim Noyim Lohim Shtamish Mem Shumpam. During the year, he never used it. Rak v'Pesach, he min hogoi lahasim oisam al shulchan miyuchid v'smayach b'ri'iyasam. I think I saw that there are those that bring down that's in, you know, everything was done for a zecha of the tzio, the part that was yotze b'rachush gadol. They had them, they took from the goyim. So also, I think they bring them from the Chassam Sefer, that, I think they bring them from the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer actually used it. He used the kelim of the goyim without tevila. I think I'm pretty sure they bring that there. Okay. What? Yeah, he has a shtick on it. Explain. It came up in Hilchos Tevila.
More talks about that. Well, the Gemara talk about that?
Yeah, the Gemara talks about using him, right? Right, on the Amid there, right? It's got it, but Akopanim, the, yeah.
Does any part of Sif Aleph apply when Pesach is not
Shabbos?
Should somebody
in
the Arab Shabbos prepare whatever he can
so that when the Shabbos he can... If he could do it, then he could start right away. Why not? Yeah. Now, when it comes to this Haseba over here, the Mishbura is... Look at Sifkat and Zayin. His head is towards the left, ala mita on the bed, oy ala safsel, the karam tachas roisha, eats ala shulchan next to the table. A lot of different mashmais over here, what's going on? His head is towards the left, ala mita on the safsel, and there are karam under his head, eats ala shulchan, meaning you need to have a shulchan over there also. I mean, it's mashma that's with your head, but from the Gemara, it's mashma that if you just lean in the air, it's nothing. It has to be leaning on something.
So then you put your head on the stool.
Where? Over here, right?
Yeah, so that's
flat. Yeah, that's what it sounds like, right? I don't know, Yeah, I had Rav Shekin describe a seva. Laying down?
Oh, yeah.
Marsh laying flat out? So it's only Rav Sternbach. What? He's choshish for both. But on the side of a seva. Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know if he does that.
Also, you look at the Bir Alach. The Bir Alach talks about a gidim, someone who's Rachman, someone missing a hand, right? He says, "Vehechi shehu gidim biyad yeminoi, or sheish le mum biyad yemanis, sheiach shalecho boy, tzarich in ech yase. Dim yase biyeminoi, yesh lach Hashem yakdim konal veshet." Right. One of the reasons we lean to the left is because it's a sakana. So the person who's missing his right hand, or he has some problem with his right hand, so if he's going to lean on his right side, it's a sakana. V'yibesmaylekim boishar bnei adam. With what will he be able to eat? So, from that line, b'may yoichal. Right, if you lean on your left side. So it's a little hard, but you can manage. You can drink, you can manage. Sounds like your hand's also involved in the hasebi. You're leaning on your hand or something. So maybe if you're laying down on your side, taka, it's hard to. You need the other hand. I don't know how you eat. But Agapanim, what seems to be accepted is that you need to lean on something, so you can turn the chair to the side. You can lean on the chair or on a pillow, and it's time to lean into the ear. That's nothing. That's not derech cheres. And it's time to lean your head on something alone. Also, probably is nothing. So it means to lean your body against something. But if you move the chair to the side, then that means. You say over on Yashiv that if you just lean like this, you get to be the Yevit also. And he always see pictures like that. And he's chairs in Mechor and El Misha.
Somebody last year spoke out
that
he said the Shem of the Yashiv, I think, that if you lean on the neck, the person next to you, you're not
Yitzhak. Why not?
Showing his chairs.
Someone says over here that Tamid by Rebbe needs Rishus. Someone said that the Rebbe should not give Rishas. So then you get him out of the suffix, right? The Maestro, we have a Rav Yah, who was quoted by the Rav Mar. B'negei Noshim, B'negei B'dievet. So you see, it's a Shita, La'alocha, that holds that you should not do Haseba. So by you doing Haseba, it's a suffix. If you're Yaitzim, because the Rav Yah held you should not do Haseba, which I'm not sure about that either. on the tzad, on according to Rav Yod, Rav Yod says that is Rav Yod saying that if you're going to do asevi, you're not going to be yoytza. That's what he's saying. Yeah.
So I think that's what Shula brought him down. He said,
as long as
the
Bakuchayim, the Smashmats. Oh, he does it. I haven't seen inside in a while, but. So then if you learn like that, so then Kaka, the Rebbe should not give a shus. So like this, he has to drink sitting up, and he doesn't get involved in the suffix of not being Yetzik by the Rebbe.
I think as the Rosh Hashanah says that, of course, that you shouldn't ask for shus from Rebbe, you should adopt and not lean when your Rebbe is there.
Oh, ask this far?
I think he says because you shouldn't be like too
so promoted. That's where he got it from. Oh, he's saying something else with not being shut from
something like that.
Okay. So the Maaseh called, let's jump to over here. We have a few minutes. Siftes talks about Shir HaKois Revi'is. The Shir of the Kois is Revi'is. La'acha Shigim Zagen, if there was diluted. In Reitz Lamazi, if he wants to dilute. Yishte Kulai, you should drink the whole Kois. Meaning the whole Revi'is over here. Yishte Kulai, the whole Revi'is. Ayrube, or most of Revi'is. Vim Yish Be'ab Revi'is, Shaysim Ben Kolkach Ben Adam, Kemin Revi'is Shabai. V'yishav Shatsak Revi'is Shatsak Rav HaKois. There's another sheet over here. They should drink Rav the Kois. I feel a massive camera revius, even if it holds many revius. So this is a share. Shall I best say God in time? It's like this. We have one sheet over here that you should drink the whole revius. And there's even a sheet over here quoted in Mishra that you should drink the whole Kois. There's a sheet that holds you should drink the whole Kois. There's another sheet that holds you should drink Rav the Kois. Even if it's a kais which holds many revias, you should drink the whole kais. La halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that's enough to drink a revias. It's enough to drink a revias, and it makes no difference how big the kais is. And he goes even further, the b'dievet, it's even enough. The Yeshem says, even if it's rive a revias, it's also enough, which is the Malay Lugma. And therefore the Mishmur says, Eitzah, that someone who knows that he's not going to end up drinking a lot, he can drink a lot, he should not take a big kais. He should take a smaller kais. It's better to take a smaller kais and to be able to kind of the sheetness of kola kais or roib the kais and so be able to finish off the whole kais. No, that means revius. There are different shiur for revius. The kula dikashita is the most kula dikashita that I know of is 2.5 ounces. The middle sheet that seems to be accepted by here in Yerushalayim, it seems to be the accepted shita, and in America also, because that is more or less the shita of Moshe, which is 3 ounces. And then the Chumrah Dikashita is the Chazanish, which is 5.27 or something like that, right? 5.27, yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out what's 3 ounces. I don't know what that number
is. These cups are probably 6 or 5 or 8, right? This is narrow as well, right? It's not that much, it's very small. It's very small. Fine. Benigay, grape juice. So the Mechaba over in Sif Yud says, Mishayin Shaysi Yayim Pnesha Maziko, he's saying, no, he doesn't drink wine because it hurts him, or he does not like it at all. So Vilchoik Atzmoy, Vilishtes the Kayim Mitzvah Zarbakais. He has to force himself, push himself to drink, or to Kayim Mitzvah of Dalakaisis. So in Sifkot and Lamin Hay, the Mishburg says, was me Maziko, Ratzlaim Shem, it's tired of the Yasai, the Koyev Beroishi Mizeh, and gets a headache. Vein Bechal Zeh, Keshi Yipol, the Mishkov Mizeh. Doesn't mean that because he's just going to get knocked out, which the Sharetzin in Nunbeis, Sharetzin says, Kein Erli Pasha Dein Zeh Der Acheres. Vein Bechal Zeh, Keshi Yipol, the Mishkov Mizeh, right, it's not including you pull the mishkuf because that's not their cheres. The Sharetzin says there's a similar issue when it comes to achidus matzah. Also, the achrenim by achidus matzah, the Rav Makil and Rav Sheik, others talk about it. It's true by all mitzvahs, by other mitzvahs, assays also. If a person gets, he'll be a kind of mitzvah assay, but it'll bring to getting sick afterwards. Not talking about a sick one, but he's not going to feel well afterwards. If he eats the matzah, it bothers him, it hurts his stomach. So it's a fashion that the Achrayim take on it. There's no p'tur. You have a chiv to a kind of mitzvah. So why over here should it be different? So the Teretz is, like we said, because over here it's in your chelus. Over here it's in your chelus. Where does the mitzvah to eat matzah? So then you have to eat the matzah even though it will hurt you afterwards. But over here, where it's in your chelus, it's more of a discussion over here. Where I'm not going to have the chelus b'shas ma'isa. It's not, so does that, am I potter or not? The ma'isa alpha pekin, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that if they still should drink it, even though it's going to be a mazik or a sayna. Makarta, this is reviewed, that the Gemara in the Dharm says, that Ahumat Shanisa met, this lady met the reviewed, and she said to him, oh, you raise pigs, your mouth of beribis, your face shines like these rich, lucky people. So he said back to Hamnusa, trust me that I don't drink wine more than four kaisis for Pesach and Kiddush and Havdalah. So he says that when I drank the four kaisis, I would have to put these bands around my head because of the headaches which I used to get from Pesach until Shavuos. So we'll see from there that Meikar did. Even if, as long as it's not a sakana, should be mekayim the mitzvah. The teretz to this raya is because bizman ha-gemara, bizman ha-mishnah, they didn't have ways to preserve the grapes, and the harvesting of the grapes is El. That's when they harvest the grapes, and that's when, if you had grape juice, that's when you pressed it. Yain Megita, you pressed the wine in El time, and by the time it gets to Pesach, if you didn't ferment, you didn't make it turn into wine, it would be spoiled. So Pshat was a, by review, there wasn't a question of being Yetzir the mitzvah with wine or with grape juice. It was a question of being Yetzir the mitzvah or not. So he pushed himself to be Yetzir in the mitzvah. But about if you have a choice of grape juice, many Achrim hold, probably most Achrim hold, that you should be Yetzir with grape juice. But Moshe was Mechadish that Afa Pekin should drink wine because of the din of Cheirus.
Also, by matzah, there's no other option than matzah.
Right.
So can someone mix grape juice and wine?
As long as it has the alcohol taste to it, still has a din of wine. As long as it has the alcohol taste to it, you have to put enough wine into the grape juice that it still has the alcohol taste to it.
Does that mean that any wine is that any alcohol content is good enough?
What?
Does that mean that any alcohol content is good enough as long as it tastes like alcoholic beverage?
So the Mishmur talks about that you can be used with Chama Medina. What?
4% wine?
No, it's not mouse, right.
It's not only 4% wine, it means like a very low alcohol content.
Yeah, like the kid wines.
Does it have an alcohol taste to it?
That's a
thicker
that tastes like alcohol?
What?
That's
thicker? There's other inyanim over here. That's brought down to look for red wine, right? Unless the white wine is more meshuvich, right? Mishmur Lamaches says that Yain Eden Dechsiv Al Teri Yain Kis Adam Alma Daatz Mimus Malav Chashivas Void Zech Ladam Shaypar Sheichet Bnei Yisrael. Right. So there are two reasons: either because Al Teri Yain Kis Adam, because that the wine is red, or because of this other Indian, because the Zech for the Dam. The Achrayim discuss, does it help to have white wine and you put into it some red wine, or you put any red coloring into it, does it help? Right, the Achrayim talk about it, some say yes, some say not. And then that leads into the Shailah Tzvi Ba'ichlin over here. Is there a question Tzvi Ba'ichlin or not? The Mishmur I thought the Mishmur and Shinkoff is that that's not a problem. Kriim Godim, they also, that's not a problem. Even if you make Kavan for the Mara, the Meichel, the Mashke, it's also not a problem. But there's a Nishmas Adam that seems to say Nochin, that's Nochin and Noimize, and the Kriim Godim also brings down a Nochin to be Zohar from this. The Chashleim also seems to say that you should better not to also. So first you put in the one, then you put in the red, and then you put in the white. Yain Mevushal, also the Shita Rambam, that's the Shvidach and Nam Mevushal. Also it's the same in you. If the Yud is better than Mevushal, then the Yishu is Mevushal. Okay, I just want to mention one last part, and then we'll stop. Because they're really late. In the beginning of Tav Ayin Gimel, if you learn through the first part, it's Mavur that by the first kais, there's Mavur and Mishrur and the Chayodim also. The Chayodim Simakuf Lamed over there. It's Mavur that there are a few kavanas a person should have by the brachas of Kiddush. One kavanah is that it's been kaim the mitzvah of Kiddush Ayyim, the standard Kiddush. The second kavanah is that it's been kaim with this kais. The first of the four kaisais. The third kavan that we find is that according to Rabbeinu Rucham, Shem Rabbeinu Peretz, and Avudram brings it down, Shem Derif, that the Berchas Kiddush is a Berchas HaMitzvah, on the Mitzvah Sipu Yitzi Yisrael, of Agat Levincha. Right, some of the Rishonim Achraim asked why is there no Berchas HaMitzvah over here. Some answer that the Kiddush is the Berchas HaMitzvah. There are Rishonim, the Shekhs I discussed it, according to some Rishonim, by the first kais, you'll be making the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif with that, the mitzvah of Ein Simchal B'Basa B'Yayin, so that's another Inyan. And then the Mishmur brings down another Kavana to have, that in case you want to drink between the first and the second kais, for example, if let's say you forgot to do a seba, you'll be able to drink as many kais as you want. It won't be kemoisav ala kaisis. There's the etzah from the Aruch HaShulchan, at the end of Siman Samach, where you could just say hareini mechaven to mekayim mitzvahs bayri with all and that's already considered like Kavana for whatever mitzvahs are in the Geo here if you want. But these are the kavanas you should have. Bechash Shechiyanu, a person at the time Bechash Shechiyanu should be mechavan also for the other mitzvahs ayim, similar to what we find by Purim by Shechiyanu. We do not make a bracha achrin on this case. We say mechan the Bechash of Mazin. Achrin ma'ir ay. There's a lot of time that goes by from the drinking of the kais until Bechas HaMazin, could be even more than Shein Ikol, and it could very well be also according to some Rishonim, as it's before laid on, that it's also to drink during the Haggadah. We don't find anywhere, right, so there's an Issa to drink, so why isn't that a Hefsik? Others are Ma'ir also, there should be a problem with Kish Makam Sud over here, and the so there are those that rushed the Haggadah because of this to make sure that there's no Zman of She'iko to get to the Suda and all that, so that there should be no Ram Kishma. So the Ketayz Shulchan Adrabi, we'll discuss this more next month, but the Ketayz Shulchan Adrabi brings a Raya from here, that here's a Raya that you have, that when the Shulchan Adrabi says Miyad over there, it doesn't mean right away. Because Haray, they weren't expecting you to rush to the Haggadah. So you see that you have time between the Kiddush and the Suda, as I consider Hefsik. Okay.